In order to keep bringing you guys tons of free content, we work with brand partners who you'll hear from in this episode, including an advertisement from Zopa Bank.
Welcome back to a very special episode of the Talk 20s podcast. We've been doing this podcast for 4 years now, and we've had some amazing guests feature on the show. So we thought it was about time we treated you to a special episode with a mashup of our guests' best advice for your 20s. We want this episode to provide you with all the motivation and inspiration so you truly know you're doing amazing, sweetie. No, but seriously, we can all beat ourselves up sometimes, especially in our 20s. And so we hope this episode brings you so much comfort as we share what some of our favorite guests would tell their 20-year-old selves. As there were too many clips to choose for this episode, we're going to be doing a part two of this next week as well. So buckle in. And if you haven't already, leave us a comment or a review telling us your best advice to your 20-year-old self too. We'd love to hear it. Now let's get sharing the advice from our guests. Here we go. If you could look back at 20-year-old Sharon in the eye and you could just give her one piece of advice, what would you say to her?
If I could go back and see 20-year-old Sharon again, I would just, my piece of advice to her is just to do what makes you happy at that present moment in time, because everything's going to work out okay. I think it's so cliche when people say something like that, but genuinely for me, like, I didn't trust myself when I was younger. I thought at the time I was always second guessing what I was doing, but actually, like, for me, that was the right thing at the time. And if it made me happy at the time, that's enough. So that is what I would tell 20-year-old Sharon.
If you could look back at 20-year-old Chezza and give her just one piece of advice, what would you want to say?
Maybe don't be so naive. It's just kind of sad to say, but I think that the last 3 years have taught me quite a lot about people, especially about men. And I think just, yeah, not to be so naive and just not everyone's your best friend. And just be a little bit wary of certain people, you know. Don't, you know, give your kindness away too much.
I think that's so true. And I can't remember who else, but someone else has said that on the podcast before as their thing. And I think we're all guilty of it. Like when you're younger, you like, you expect
want to
the
be
world
nice
to be.
Everyone. And
you do.
The world is a kind of a bit of a fucking scary place.
It can be sometimes.
And I've definitely toughened up a little bit in the last 3 years. So I would say, not everyone's going to be your best friend. And don't worry if people don't like you. Now I couldn't care less. But back then I was very aware. If someone didn't like me, I was so bothered by it. Like now I'm, couldn't care less if you don't like me.
I love it.
If you could look back to 20-year-old Bo and just give her like one piece of advice, what would you say to her?
I would say trust your gut and know your worth. When I was 20, I really didn't think I was that worthy of, like, not so much the music side of thing, but like worthy of like love and like a good relationship, and I kind of settled for I just settled for some things that weren't right for me because I didn't really, I was like, oh well, yeah, that's fine. So I think listen to your gut with any situation and your intuition, because it's always right. And just know your worth, know that you're worthy of great things, and don't settle for less, and don't settle for people that make you feel less.
Yeah. You could go back to like 20-year-old Billy and like give him just like one piece of advice that would hopefully carry him through like the whole of his 20s. What would you say to him?
I think listen to what people have to say sometimes. I think especially athletes have this sort of thing where they think they know best. And it's definitely not the case. Like there's so many people around you, so much support that you have. And if you have a goal in mind, you'll always just try and do everything you can to do it. And you don't feel like you can sort of rely on other people, but I feel it's so important to have that team around you where you have, you know, Billy, maybe you shouldn't do this, maybe you should do this instead. And I think having those open conversations with people is really important. They can be difficult ones as well, I think, especially if there's something you don't necessarily agree with, but they really believe that's important for you. I think that's massive. Like you can listen to that bit of information and take it in, and if you don't agree with them, that's fair enough. But I think to be more open-minded, I think, and not be so, don't be so narrow-minded for sure. I don't know everything. Like there's so much stuff about myself that other people see that I don't see. And I think to have those conversations with people around you that you're close with, and, you know, it doesn't like turn into an argument when you're having that conversation, I think that's massive. And that's something that I've really tried to use now going forward.
If you could give that 20-year-old Ben just like one piece of advice, what would you say to him?
Oh, wow. I actually, the final chapter in the book is basically this. And I think it's about know your power. I think especially as a young person, and you get this in all sorts of situations, you know, whether you're in a corporate environment or in life, know your power. Like I've met Prince William, I've met the Prime Minister, I've been in Downing Street, I've been in Parliament. Through all of those things, I get such massive imposter syndrome of being like, who am I to be doing any of this? And I guess for me, it's like, I'd go back and be like, you are the person that needs to do this. And you hold so much power to do that. And the only thing holding you back from getting through those doors or getting into, you know, in a corporate environment, getting in and doing that pitch to someone, the only thing holding you back is what you're telling yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the imposter syndrome is really difficult, especially when you're in those sorts of rooms. You're like, why am I here? Mm-hmm. In boardrooms, like, why am I here? What do I have to say? You have a lot to say. The only reason you're thinking that is because you're assuming you don't have anything to say.
Now that you're at 25 and you've hit the midpoint of your 20s, if you were to look back at Ola, 20-year-old Ola, is there some piece of wisdom or one piece of advice that you would give her that you think might really help her through her 20s and what she's going to experience?
If 20-year-old Ola knew she'd be running her business at 25, she'd be like, what? Yeah. So yeah, definitely just chill. Yeah. Our 20s are for enjoying as well as, you know, 100%. Setting up whatever career you want as well.
If you could look back at like 20-year-old like Bobby then, is there one piece of advice that you think you would say to him that would carry him through his 20s?
Go and get some help, man. Mm. And just be yourself.
Wise words.
I'm getting fucking emotional now.
If you could go back 365 days and look at 20-year-old Michael in the eye and give him just one piece of advice to see him pass this 3 year, what would you say?
Be more positive. First of all, stop like being so like negative all the time. Because it actually does help. It's not just like airy-fairy positivity for the sake of it. Mm. It's like make the best of everything you've got.
What is one piece of advice you would give your 20-year-old self?
I would say, and I say this all the time in regards to my 13-year-old self, but a bad chapter doesn't necessarily have to last till the end of the book. Mm-hmm. Enjoy all the moments that you can while you're having them. Like, while whether they're good or bad, like, kind of just appreciate them. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds weird to appreciate a bad moment, but appreciate what's happening because life is always going to change and you will get there in the end. Some people, like, they get what they want first time. Others have to fight. I've always had to fight for what I wanted. I've been turned down by agencies I'm now signed with because I went back. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, I think expect failure and expect to work hard. And you will get through it.
If you could give Aaron just that one piece of advice that would see him through his 20s, it can only be one thing though, that you would want to tell him and shake him and be like, you have to know this. What would you want to say to him?
If I could go back and tell myself as a 20-year-old, it's tough because I did a lot of the right things and I made a pivot at the real important time. But I would say, double down, and this is a message to other sort of like 20-year-olds around that, because I would say, Aaron, double down even more so on your network and collaboration. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't have, you're not good at academics, you're not good at the formal education stuff, the uni, the college, if you can just double down and just spend just as much time as God gives you on building a network, just the doors that open and the doors that have opened for me have been insane. But if I could go back, I'd go be in London 3 more times a month. And I'd just say, meet 5-10 more people every single week. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that I could have done more of, I think, if I'd have really pushed myself, is to network more. Because in the beginning, when you don't know, it really is who you know. So that would probably be my biggest bit of advice and to anyone listening.
If you could look back at 20-year-old Badalia and give him just one piece of advice, what would you say to him?
My advice would be to basically back yourself. Try and switch off that fear of rejection switch earlier. Now it's gone, pretty much.
To look back at 20-year-old Laura and give her just one piece of advice to kind of see her through her 20s, what would you say to her?
I think now, being 29, being near my 30s, I would look at young me and I would tell myself to just relax and just be more present and enjoy like my daily life. Mm-hmm. Like, I've done so many cool things. Like, I've been on all cool holidays and festivals and, like, made amazing memories. And I was present in those moments. But the in-between times, I was so worried about what I was going to do for a job, how I was going to make money, how I was going to, like, have a good career. And looking at me now, like, I used to always say, oh, you know, how are all my friends around me found what they want to do and I haven't found it? At the point, obviously, I decided I didn't want to act. And now I'm not even 30 and I found what I love. I'm now like, oh my God, I'm so lucky that I found it so early. So I spent so many years worrying mm-hmm. about that. And I just kind of want to be like, it's all right, hon. Relax. Like, you're going to find that thing for you. Because even if I hadn't found it till I was 35 or 40, it would be okay. Mm-hmm. And I think I probably ruined like certain moments in my life because I was so concerned, overwhelmed by it, because there's such big pressure. So I think mm-hmm. I would just be like, relax, be more present. And enjoy your day today.
A quick ad break from Zopa Bank. See if you could cut your monthly cost by connecting your accounts using the Zopa Bank app. Simply head to the For You page in the app, link your accounts and get personalized insights and tips to see if you could save on your bills or subscriptions. Just search Zopa, that's Z-O-P-A, in your chosen app store.
If you could go back to the beginning of your 20s, to 20-year-old Ellie, and if you could look her in the eye and give her just one piece of advice that would help her through her 20s, what would you say to her?
I think, like, focus on the ones that love you rather than trying to please the ones that don't. I think I spent so much time, like, even, like, literally probably until the last year, if that, I probably still am guilty of it now. Mm. I'm so worried about, like, why don't I fit in? Why don't these people like me? Like, why? And just spend so much time trying to please everybody else. And I just think it makes me so sad now, all the stuff that I probably did to try and fit in. And I was just so, like, desperate to be liked. And I just think if you can just take a step back from that and find, even if it's like two really good friends that do love you, like, that's fine. You know, mm-hmm. even if it's just your mum and dad, that's fine. Like, I think just focusing on the people that love you rather than trying to, like, you're never going to please everybody. It's literally impossible. Yeah. Like, even now, like, I am so happy and living my best life. And there's still going to be people out there that find me annoying and, you know, don't like what I'm doing or think I'm an attention seeker. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah, focus on the ones that love you rather than the ones that don't.
Oh, what amazing piece of advice. I think you're absolutely spot on there. If you were to look back at 20-year-old TJ and give him just one piece of advice that would see him through his 20s, you can only say one thing. What would you say to him?
Just open as many doors as possible, basically, mm-hmm. in conversations with people. And yeah, don't shy away from, like, scary experiences, basically. I think it's very easy to, like, fear, oh, what would happen if I do this? What would happen if I do that? And I think having very open-minded approach is extremely useful and something I think I've got in the last few years, but would love to have got that, like, a lot earlier and could have helped me a lot, I would say.
So you could look back at 20-year-old Hannah, which she was in drama school?
She was in drama school.
What would you say to 20-year-old Hannah in drama school?
I would say, don't sweat the small stuff. Follow your dreams. I feel like I need to say one more thing to, like, finish it off. And moisturize.
Look back at 20-year-old Ollie. Now you're 25 now, but if you could look back at 20-year-old Ollie and just give him one piece of advice that would carry him through his 20s, what would you say to him?
It would honestly just be find what you want to do and just start putting time towards the future and thinking about the future. Like, it's so easy to live in the moment and just not think about what's next. You know, at 20 years old, I was probably in final year of uni, not having a clue what was next, mm-hmm. not even putting any thoughts or not trying to work it out. I had no side hustles, no potential hobbies that could materialize. I was just coasting away, just not thinking about the future, playing PlayStation, drinking too much alcohol. And I just think, you know, it may seem boring, but just put time to think about the future. Because when you start to, I mean, people talk about manifestation, right? It's like when you actually try and work towards something and figure out what you want to do and figure out what you're good at, you know, you don't want to blink and you'd be 50 years old and the thing that you wanted to do, your life passion, you just didn't ever try to do it. So it's find what you're good at and just try and put time into something on the side. Find your side hustle. I mean, I know this is the most common thing ever, but like, and it gets shoved down people's throats, but find a side hustle. Find something on the, no matter what job you have, if that's not your be all end all, find what makes you happy and just start doing something on the side. And it might materialize into something and it might not, but if it's what you love, it doesn't matter if it doesn't become your job because mm-hmm. you enjoy doing it anyway. So mm-hmm. find that side hustle and just start putting time towards it mm-hmm. and just, you know, commit more time to it than you probably already are, because more time means more successful. I mean, for me, it's I was coasting away, and then I sort of started to do TikTok a little bit, but I was still was like not putting any time into any real time into it. And I was just sort of making the odd video and hoping for the best. And then when I actually was like, you know what, this is actually what I want to do, and putting the time towards it, it suddenly skyrocketed. So find your side hustle, find your passion, and just commit the time to it.
If you want to know what we're drinking here in the Talk 20 studio, then let me tell you, because you're going to want to try it. Riviera Iced Tea is the newest sponsor of the Talk 20s podcast. It's low calorie, natural, vegan, and gluten-free. I'm absolutely obsessed with iced tea. I've just been laughing here about how obsessed I am with iced tea with our producer. It's my favorite drink in the whole wide world, no exaggeration. And the peach iced tea from Riviera is genuinely the best I've ever tasted. So if you want to fill your fridge with something super refreshing, head to rivieraicedtea.com. or check out their Instagram at Riviera Iced Tea.
If you could look back at kind of 20-year-old Georgina and give her just one piece of advice that would see her through her 20s, what would you say?
Oh, it's not that deep. It's not that deep. No one cares. Literally, you think, I mean, I'm a big overthinker, but create that TikTok profile, go on that date, do stuff that scares you, because it really doesn't fucking matter. Like, it's not that deep, and things can change so quickly that just go for it. Just go for anything. I mean, that sounds like a lot of weird random advice in one, but I would overthink every decision so much, and the outcome of it, when really we're all living on this big, massive floating rock and it really doesn't matter. So just do it.
So if you could look back at 20-year-old Danny and just give him one piece of advice that would see him through his 20s, this is pre-Love Island, what would you say to him if you could just say one thing?
I would say don't rush. I think when I was 20, I was determined to have it figured out by like 21. by next year, I'll be doing this, this and this, which will lead to this, and then my life will be sorted. And I think if I could, you know, if 20-year-old me walked in now and sat here, I'd be like, dude, just don't rush. You know, there's this, and it probably starts from school, right? Like, you're meant to leave school and get the job, which gets this income, which then attracts this partner, and life is all figured out. I think it's a bit of a fallacy, really. Like, and I wouldn't want my life to go like that now. Like, now I'm 25. I think by 30, I might be in a different industry. Who knows?
Yeah.
I might start a new hobby, which could lead to this. I might meet this person and it leads to that. And then when I'm 40, I could start a company in a different industry. And I think when you're 20, you don't think like that. You think of, how can I shorten the journey as much as possible in order to get the result? But for me, I'm like, wow, can I just like extend the journey as much as possible and sod the results?
Yeah.
Like, because I'm, you know, it's funny how that kind of, that mindset kind of switches. But I think 20-year-old me was just like, right, you know, I need to do this and do this and then do this. And I'm just spinning all these plates. And at the end of the day, I'm not really that happy with everything. Whereas now I'm like really focused on doing less, but doing it better. And I've found much more happiness in that route. So I guess, yeah, don't rush would be my advice.
If you could look back at 20-year-old Charlie and give her just one piece of advice to see her through her 20s, what would you want to say to her?
Keep working hard. I was thinking about this. I was thinking like, oh, you know, like, chill out, it'll all be fine. But if you think, chill out, you're like, oh no, you wouldn't have worked as hard and you wouldn't be where you are.
Yeah.
Just be like.
Has it felt like hard work to get where you are, like with the TikTok, with your TikTok and everything?
I don't know. I don't know, because like when I used to, when I'd be at the bakery at six, like half 5 in the morning at Asda, and I'd think, you're paying your dues. I used to think, you're paying your dues. You're doing your hard work and stuff. And then I think everything I did in telly, and I think, have I worked, even though I was in different industries, I think, have I worked hard to be here? And I'm like, you have. But again, it's that imposter syndrome of, have I worked hard to be here? And I don't know. But in my head, I'm thinking, and I don't know.
I feel like
a bad thing to say.
No, but the thing is, like, I think one of the things is that there's a difference that comes with, like, when you start to enjoy your job, whether it's seen as a real job or not a real job, because I also get those accusations as well.
Yeah,
like,
it's when you enjoy it.
Yeah, it's when you enjoy it, it's like, it's hard to say that you've worked hard because you've actually enjoyed the working hard. Whereas I think we associate working hard with, like, I must have hated it. Like, I must have gone through literal, physical, mental physical or mental pain, like you were saying, like at Asda or, you know, in TV, in order to actually get to the point where I've worked really hard, now all of a sudden I've achieved something. But it's actually not a bad thing to just have worked hard, enjoyed the whole process. It doesn't have to be difficult to be, to have worked hard.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of the podcast. We'd love to know your advice to your 20-year-old selves. So share a screenshot of this and tag us on socials at Talk20s and we'll reshare our favorite ones. And don't forget to come back next week for a part two.